Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
So it has been a while since we last talked about Bobby Althoff. Bobby obviously hit it big online with her parody of mommy blogger TikTok content.
Yes, I did name my daughter Richard. I just always really loved the name Richard, and I wanted a boy, but I had a girl, and I decided to name her Richard anyway.
There is nothing more embarrassing than walking around with one of these. Everyone knows how it got there. You know what you did.
So she was running it up over there, amassing a couple million followers, getting millions of plays per video, and making a couple of $100,000 per year.
I was making around like $250 to $300 a year.
Thousand.
Yeah.
From brand deals on TikTok.
Wow. And 250 is great and all, but it's hard to come up with content with just me every day.
$250,000 a year as an annual income is great and all.
Yes.
It is great.
It's great.
And this is where she claims that she parlayed that fame into her podcast fame.
Hi guys, welcome to the Really Good Podcast with your host, Bobby Althoff.
And from episode one, people suspected that she was an industry plant, mainly because she was immediately in bed with the 69 God and was shortly after showing off Mark Cuban's disgusting Piggly Wigglies.
Yes, bastard!
Like, dude, you are a billionaire. You should have a personal foot washer.
I believe in my podcast, so I'm trying my best. I've had a few guests, some D-list celebrities.
And not only did that spark the industry plant rumors, but also within 1 week of launching her podcast, she had the top talent agency in the entire entertainment industry representing her and her brand. Landing celebrity guest after celebrity guest, it was very clear that her growth was far from organic. This was obviously something people called out immediately online and also to her face.
I know.
You're not an industry plant, right?
I am, but...
You do feel kind of planty. We do have the same manager, so is this kind
I know,
of
isn't that crazy?
Feels a bit planty.
This is definitely planty.
You, got, like you got here in 5 minutes. I took me 20 years.
Hey, it has been a minute.
What do I think industry plant is? It's like somebody that has been like, that is tied to someone else in the industry and uses those connections to capitalize, and they like have zero talent.
I'm not an anythinger. I don't have any talents.
And she even admitted in a later interview that these comments broke her down mentally.
Based on what the comments are saying, and sometimes it's just constructive criticism. It can be a little mean, but yeah, it doesn't bother me too much.
And I really feel like her and the Hawk Tua girl were basically on that same wavelength. And just as quickly as each rose, both equally as quickly fell off. I mean, at least for Hawk Tua, she had this massive scandal that derailed her career. You know, the whole scamming your fans with no remorse thing will kind of do that to you. But as for Bobby, I think that people really just got sick of her sarcastic, too cold to be here, one-trick pony bit. And when she would get in a room with someone like Offset, who read her like a book, she would be made foolish, still trying to pull this act off.
You wanted to be on my podcast.
Why you keep saying that, cap ass shit, man? I honestly didn't even want to do this shit. I don't fucking do interviews. I'm fucking with you because they're making me. You need a little bit of seasoning. You ain't got no seasoning, man. You like a plain piece of chicken just on the thing. You pull it off and then you serve the dish. You need some motherfucking seasoning, man.
You can leave now.
This is my hotel. I paid for this motherfucker. You can leave now.
Now, beyond this, the main public ridicule that she faced outside the industry plant narrative was that she broke up her family to be in social circles with famous people.
You know, I flew all the way here.
You did. I really do appreciate
that. On my daughter's
that.
First birthday.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
You missed your daughter's first birthday.
To be here.
Dark. Dark. regret that you'll never be able to undo.
Yeah.
Horrible parenting.
Now, when Drake is calling you a bad parent, you know you're doing something wrong. Speaking of Drake, by the way, the dude is so down bad that he's been in Bobby's comment section on Instagram begging her to unblock his name.
Embarrassing!
Either way, despite being married at the time of these early interviews, she was always asking these guests if they would smash her up.
Would you date someone that looks like me? Am I your type?
I'd do it.
Thank you.
I mean, imagine being her husband, seeing that shit. The guy did actually file for divorce around a month after the Drake episode dropped, leading to rumors that Drake gave her her initial initiation, if you know what I mean. Obviously, after this, she would gain the reputation that she was being passed around the industry. Ryan Garcia was chasing her around the room like it was his crush on the school playground. He would later confirm them hooking up during a Twitter rant. She was seen being drunkenly carried out of clubs, and even had this really embarrassing moment when she tried to do that thing where girls soft launch the guy they're dating, only to have it backfire after the FBI, that is social media, discovered that it was some NFL player and he completely denied being with her in the first place. This caused her to crash out on TikTok.
Just like hard to imagine finding someone who is truly good for you. It's hard to imagine there's a world where there's like someone who's actually meant for you. Dating is just hard, you guys. Like,
well, now Bobby has officially announced that she will be ending her podcast, which is surprising to me considering she was still getting decent guests and views in the hundreds of thousands occasionally. But obviously, when you compare this to her peak where she was getting at least 1 million views per podcast and like these top level guests, it had been looking pretty rough. I mean, no one really knew these people she was now interviewing, and when she was doing solo episodes, there were not many views at all. But either way, she hosted like a funeral for her podcast.
Hi guys, welcome to the Really Good Podcast. All jokes aside, all honesty, this is the last episode. In honor of the last episode, my sister and I are going to sing a song. I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? And it goes like,
hear me good, nigga. I'm here to double down. That shit is a two-pack of ass.
Yeah, I totally have no idea why this podcast fell out of favor. Now, regardless of all of that, even up until last year, someone was funneling money into her career, trying to make her a thing, trying to get her some positive PR with Business Insider and other entities that are known to take money to do interviews or think pieces on celebrities.
The Really Good Podcast. She was a great podcast. She got me this house, got me the car I drive. She got me a lot of stuff, and she was really great. I really did appreciate her for the time I had with her. And she brought me a lot of memories and a lot of great guests. I will miss doing this podcast, and I will miss the money this podcast brought me.
Now, over time, it has been abundantly clear that from the start, this was all about money and fame to Bobby, who straight up admitted that even when she was young, that was her main aspiration in life.
Mentally decided that she made like at least $300 a year on her podcast alone. And I was like, that's what I need to do next. Like, I need a podcast.
How'd you become an influencer or creator?
Just wanting to make money.
It's like she in general represents a microcosm into our society and how social media has warped people's minds.
I hope that I go from D-list to A-list. That's my goal in 10 years.
From D-list to A-list.
Yes.
I feel like over the last 2 to 3 years specifically, I've noticed a change in the way that women in particular present themselves online. And I'll say specifically on Instagram, where there's this sense that they think they are someone famous or a spectacle to be admired, and I find that shit hilarious. And I'm talking about like an everyday regular girl with 500 followers acting like her shit don't stink. I mean, people in general are just so much more narcissistic than ever before due to social media. Or I guess I should say they are desperate for online validation in a way that was viewed as cringy during the early days of social media.
As you guys know, this podcast started off just with a girl with a dream to make more money. And I knew when I started that it was going to go places. I didn't know I would fall off as quickly as I did. To be honest, I did think this was going to last a bit longer. But nevertheless, it lasted a minute, and I'm proud of the accomplishments I have, and I'm pretty sad that it has to end like this, but it's okay. Thanks.
I mean, hey, shout out to her for being able to acknowledge the fall off and the fact that
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
She loves money. She did run about 10 ads in this podcast, and the entire episode in general just seemed like a money grab, where she says, remember when I did this podcast, remember when I did that podcast.
And I will never forget the moment he told me that I was like unseasoned chicken.
It was basically like one of those filler episodes where they just show a bunch of flashbacks from the show. You know, the one you always skip. She really just cycles through all the interviews, she plays a clip, and moves on, periodically throwing another ad in your face. And I do have a sneaking suspicion that this might just be the pre-launch of some of the show that she wants to now do. But this is how she ends her show.
Just any final words
for the podcast?
She really fell off. No, it happened. People said I was falling off, and they were right. So now it's dead. You guys got what you wished for. You wanted it to be over. It's over. It's gone. It's not there anymore. And now, I don't know what we're gonna do.
I don't know, I just feel like someone who loves being around famous people and rising up the social ranks as she does would not just give it up. It's actually my guess, considering that this episode was posted on the very last day of July, and with these various sponsors riddled into this crock of crap, is that this was only made to meet obligations to them, as when you agree to these deals, they usually have allotted time slots of when you will post their ad. And I just cannot see very many people, even if they are a genuine fan of this show, watching the entire thing. And let me just say, the comment section on this video is not exactly what you would expect from a send-off. I mean, it was almost like it was a mixture of good riddance, they were sick of the ads, and then just a bunch of comments about how she left her family to pursue this. Either way, it looks like this is the end of the Bobby era. Honestly, I think that she would have made more money and had more longevity online in the parody blogger space. But I guess it's a good lesson that sometimes it's better to rise up slow than to just jump on a rocket and burn out. Either way though, I want to know what you guys think about this decision by Bobby down below. Do you think there was some sort of hand in the background telling her, no, you're not going to be the industry plant no more? They saw the triple toilet paper roll numbers on that Business Insider interview where they said America could not get enough, and they said, this ain't working. I mean, I won't lie to you guys, I feel like in general, the podcast space has lost a lot of steam. It's obviously become insanely oversaturated, and I think the gold rush when it comes to that genre is kind of over. But y'all let me know your thoughts down below. Also want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing, but as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman, and some other industry plants out here need to be exposed, so I'm out. Peace!